Pendengar, Menteri Pendidikan Negara Bagian telah mengkritik pemerintah federal karena tidak memberikan cukup detail tentang rencana reformasi terhadap pendanaan Konski yang berdasarkan kebutuhan. Mereka telah bertemu dengan Menteri Pendidikan Federal, namun mereka mengatakan itu adalah kesempatan yang hilang untuk memperjuangkan mendapatkan dana pendidikan lebih banyak dari pihak Commonwealth. Salah satu menteri negara bagian telah mengkritik rencana pemerintah yang mengubah apa yang disebut pengaturan pendanaan Konski dan menyebut perubahan itu tidak adil. Ia mengatakan akan terus berusaha sampai mati untuk siswa yang paling kurang beruntung di negara ini. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut. Sebagian besar menteri pendidikan negara bagian dan wilayah telah siap untuk berjuang ketika mereka pergi ke Adelaide pada hari Jumat yang lalu. Menteri Pendidikan New South Wales Adrian Piccoli menjelaskan posisinya.
Oh, I accept that there are some tweaks. I think Gonski proposed that it be reviewed after a few years, so that's fine. But if it means taking less money out of the most disadvantaged schools in New South Wales, then I'm absolutely going to fight to the death over it.
Menteri Pendidikan Australia Selatan Susan Close mengatakan negara bagiannya sudah terpengaruh oleh keputusan pemerintah yang merubah model pendanaan partai buruh dari 6 tahun menjadi 4 tahun yang berakhir pada tahun 2017 nanti.
In South Australia, we're short $335 million in the last 2 years, and we want to see that back in. Of course we need more money, and the reason we do is everyone understands what students require in order to have a successful education at school.
Menteri Pendidikan Federal Simon Birmingham mengatakan ia ingin menggantikan 27 perjanjian Konski yang berbeda-beda dengan rumusan nasional yang sederhana dan konsisten mulai dari tahun 2018 dan seterusnya. Ia mengatakan keluhan dari negara bagian yang menyatakan bahwa Commonwealth melakukan pemotongan anggaran pendidikan tidak berdasarkan.
States have always asked for more money and state ministers will always ask for more money. But what I explained to them today is that we are providing record levels of funding, and under the Turnbull government, federal funding for Australian schools will grow from $16 billion this year to more than $20.1 billion in 2020. Strong growth in funding that we are committed to distributing according to need, that we are committed to ensuring is distributed fairly and equitably across the states and territories, and that we want to see leverage to achieve real reform in our schools.
Sehari sebelum pertemuan itu, analisis dari Senator Birmingham menunjukkan 30% lebih banyak dana diberikan ke sekolah-sekolah di Tasmania dibandingkan dengan dana untuk sekolah-sekolah di Australia Barat dengan kebutuhan yang serupa. Menteri Pendidikan Australia Barat, Peter Collier, adalah satu-satunya menteri pendidikan yang menyetujui perubahan yang diajukan oleh pemerintah federal itu.
I mean, I've been saying this for years, and I think Simon Birmingham at last, we've got a federal minister that's listening. We in Western Australia fund our schools at a much higher rate than any other state in the nation, and previous models have seen us penalised for that. You cannot run a federation whereby you penalise a state based upon the fact that they fund their schools better than any other state.
Menteri Pendidikan New South Wales Adrian Piccoli mengatakan model Konski menutup kesenjangan yang merugikan dan ia tidak akan mendukung kesepakatan apapun yang akan merugikan anak-anak di sekolah negaranya.
If it means taking less money out of the most disadvantaged schools in New South Wales, then I'm absolutely going to fight to the death over it. Because what Gonski said was, yes, in the 10 years prior to that, in the early 2000s, we spent more money in the wrong schools. That's why we didn't get to see changes in NAPLAN. What he proposed was changing that distribution so that the funds go to the schools that need it the most, and that's what we've done. Now, to say that that's all going to be scrapped is a major problem.
Piccoli juga merasa kecewa dengan hasil dari pertemuan itu.
If the federal government goes through with this, they're going to break the hearts of, I think, a lot of parents out there right across Australia. We were so close to having a national system of school funding, and what's been put to us today, informally, no papers, it just raises more questions than it resolves. This is really a lost opportunity, and I think we're back to the bad old days. Where we're going to be fighting regularly over school funding, and that's always going to come at the expense of students.
Presiden dari Australian Education Union Federal, Corina Haythorpe, mengatakan rencana Menteri Pendidikan Federal itu akan merugikan siswa dengan latar belakang yang kurang mampu.
Under Minister Birmingham's plan to deliver $1.2 billion, we see a significant shift of funding to the private sector, with 62% of these funds going to the private sector at the cost of the public sector, the sector that caters for the most children who come from disadvantaged backgrounds. What's happening over the last 24 hours is simply a distraction from the fact that the coalition is walking away from the students of Australia.
Konsensus umum setelah pertemuan itu adalah banyak perdebatan, namun kesepakatan yang dicapai sebenarnya hanya sedikit. Diharapkan hasil akhir dapat dicapai pada awal tahun depan.